If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
When we heard Lisa's story about her nightmare neighbor, sending it to Nightmare Neighbors, it really got us thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to hear about these things, but to actually live through it.
Right.
And it's got us thinking, like, what would we do? What would we do if we were in Lisa's shoes?
Yeah, and it's a question a lot of people ask themselves,
yeah.
Right? Because what makes it so unsettling is how relatable it is.
Exactly.
It can happen to anyone.
Yeah, and everyone thinks, oh, that'll never happen to me. But
okay.
So let's unpack this.
Okay.
You're starting a new chapter,
mm-hmm.
maybe looking for a fresh start. Idyllic neighborhood.
Right, yeah.
And you meet Mark. He seems harmless enough at first, right? Just a friendly guy across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
But then these coincidences start,
yeah.
They start piling up. And they're not small ones either.
Right.
She told Nightmare Neighbors about this jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Same brand, same unusual pattern.
Wow.
That Mark just happened to own.
What are the odds?
I'm all for, you know, twinning. But my spidey senses would be tingling a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mine too. Mine too.
Yeah.
I think our brains are kind of hardwired to spot patterns like that.
Right.
Like one or two coincidences, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's like, you know, 3, 4, 5.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, it's like, hold on a second.
Yeah. And those alarm bells are about to get a lot louder because she buys a new car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice blue sedan, nothing too fancy.
Okay.
And what does Mark do? He rolls up a couple days later in the exact same model, same color, same year.
What?
Even got the same cheesy license plate frame.
Get out of here.
From the dealership.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Statistically, I mean, I'm sure it's not zero.
Right.
But this is beyond a shared love of blue sedans.
Right.
This is where, like, the mirroring behavior comes into play.
Behavior. Fill us in.
So mirroring is this psychological thing where someone, they subtly imitate behavior, their speech patterns, even like clothing choices of another person.
Mm.
And it can be, you know, to build rapport, show empathy.
Okay.
But it can also be used by manipulators to gain trust, you know, to kind of exert control.
Wow.
Like, have you ever, like, clicked with someone really quickly,
mm-hmm.
but later you're like, something felt a little off.
Right.
It's possible they were mirroring you without even realizing it.
That's fascinating and creepy.
Yeah.
At the same time, so in Lisa's case, copying the car, her clothes, even down to, like, the book she picks up at the bookstore.
Oh, no.
Huge red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a coincidence anymore, right?
Right.
It's a deliberate attempt to, like, align himself with her life.
Yeah.
To insert himself into her narrative.
Wow.
And that is unsettling.
Unsettling is an understatement. It's like he's trying to steal her life bit by bit.
Mm.
And this is where her story takes even darker turn.
Okay.
Because it's not just the physical world. He starts intruding on her digital life.
Oh, no.
And this is what I think is really terrifying, because our digital lives are so intertwined with who we are.
It's true. Because it's not just about possessions or appearances at this point.
Right.
It's about access and control.
Right.
And when someone gains unauthorized access to our digital lives, it's such a violation.
It feels so violating.
It is. It is.
It starts subtly enough. Like, Lisa finds emails in her sent folder, and she's like, I didn't send these. And it's not just random messages either. It's like to her friends, and it's like freaking everybody out. It's the tone of the messages, you know? It's like someone's trying to, like, mimic her.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Online persona, you know? And it's really messing with her head.
Yeah.
She changes her passwords. She scans for viruses, calls her, like, techie nephew, and nothing.
Wow.
So how easy is it to hack into someone's email like that? Like, Is it as easy as they make it seem in the movies?
Well, you know, Hollywood, they take some creative liberties, right?
Right.
But in reality, hacking, especially in this context, often comes down to like exploiting human vulnerabilities rather than just like brute forcing your way in, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Think about it. Weak passwords, clicking a phishing link, leaving your device unlocked, like, these are all open doors for someone like Mark, who's already fixated.
Oh, that's way more unsettling than some dude in a hoodie just like in a dark room with a keyboard.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is like calculated and personal.
Because it's targeted. Yeah.
And accessible. Like anyone can do it if they've got the wrong intentions.
Right. And it goes beyond just email, too.
Oh, no.
She starts noticing charges on her credit card.
What?
Things she never bought. Online orders.
Yeah.
Subscriptions. Even donations to charities she doesn't even recognize.
Ugh.
Full-blown identity theft here.
Oh, it's like the worst.
The worst feeling.
Like seeing your name and your money and all of that. Just like
all your information out there.
Oh.
Like you're not even in control of it.
It's like you're trapped in a nightmare and you can't wake up.
Exactly.
And then it gets worse. She stumbles on this fake social media profile. It's her name, her photos, but it's not her.
Oh, my God.
They were, like, posting updates, interacting with people as if...
As if they're her.
As if they're her. It's giving me chills just thinking about it. What is going on in the mind of someone who goes to these links?
It's a power play. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's also a way for the stalker to, like, insert themselves into the victim's life, right?
Right.
To control the narrative. They're not just observing anymore. They're actively trying to manipulate how other people see the victim, creating confusion, creating distrust within their social circle. Think about the emotional toll that takes on Lisa. Her friends are getting these weird messages. Her family is confused. Her own digital life feels completely compromised.
Right.
It's like she's slowly being erased, replaced by this digital phantom.
And how do you even fight back against that? Like in this day and age, what do you do?
That's the million-dollar question. Because for Lisa, the digital intrusion was just the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Because those spidey senses you were talking about earlier, they're about to go haywire.
Totally.
So Lisa knows Mark is behind it all. The online stalking, the identity theft, all of it. But how? How is he getting access to her life in such a creepy, calculated way?
Right.
She's got to know. So she starts searching her own home, convinced that he's watching her somehow. And this is where it gets really scary because her gut feeling was right.
Oh, no.
She finds a tiny hole drilled into a bookshelf.
No way.
And when she looks closer, she realizes it's a camera.
Ugh. That's so violating.
It's one thing to have your credit card stolen or your email hacked.
Right.
But to realize someone's been watching you in your own home.
It's terrifying. Just terrifying.
And it gets worse. This wasn't just a single camera. She found three more. Living room, bedroom, kitchen. This guy had eyes on her everywhere.
Oh my gosh. It's like something out of a movie.
It is. So she does the right thing. Immediately contacts the police. They get a warrant. Search his house.
Yeah.
And what they find is like straight out of a stalker movie. Files with all of her personal information, social security number, bank details, passwords. The guy even had recordings from the hidden cameras. But there's this one detail that really gets me.
Okay.
They find a room in his basement, and it's like a replica of Lisa's home office. Same furniture, same decorations, everything, down to like a mug that she kept on her desk.
It's like he wanted to be her.
It's like he didn't just want to watch her. He wanted to live her life.
Yeah.
It's scary to think what might have happened if she hadn't trusted her gut.
Right.
Thankfully, he's arrested, charged with stalking, identity theft, invasion of privacy, the whole nine yards.
Oh, good. Yeah.
But as we know, even when justice is served, the trauma of this kind of thing, it lasts a long time.
Absolutely. She had to testify against him in court.
Oh, God.
Relive every detail.
Can you imagine?
I can't.
Yeah.
It takes so much strength.
So Lisa's story, it is a reminder that, you know, while technology has connected us in amazing ways, it's also created new dangers, new vulnerabilities that we really have to be aware of.
Absolutely. We have to be vigilant, trust our gut.
Yeah. If something feels off, it probably is.
Exactly.
Agreed. Document everything.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to reach out for help. Talk to a friend, talk to family, call the police. You are not alone.
There are resources. You know, there are people who can and will help you through it.
This case really has been a powerful reminder that we need to protect ourselves, our digital lives, our physical safety. It's more important now than ever.
Couldn't agree more.
And to you, our listener, we really appreciate you trusting us with this story, with these difficult conversations. Hopefully this deep dive into Lisa's nightmare has been helpful, insightful, and maybe even a little bit empowering, knowing that you're not alone. Until next time, stay safe out there.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.